Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
The whole man versus machine debate is alive and well. And there's good news and bad news for those that are looking for opportunities to bridge the gap between that human and technology divide. And I'm going to talk about that here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting, or an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And man versus machine, it's a common debate that's been around for a long time. As a child of the 80s that grew up during the 80s, I grew up watching movies about robots taking over and computers taking over the world. And it seems as though that may be happening or being close to happening here in the 2020s. And technology has shifted so much and given us so much opportunity to improve the world and improve the way we do business and the way our lives operate every day. So there's a definite benefit to technology. But technology has changed so rapidly, and it continues to change so rapidly, and it continues to accelerate in terms of change, that it's actually creating an increase in the divide between humans and machines. And with that comes opportunity, but also risk, and I want to talk about that here today. Now, when you think about business technologies and the rapid changes that have happened with robotic process automation and machine learning and artificial intelligence, all these different technologies that are out there, it's created this state of utopia or a perceived state of utopia, the way things could be. And in a perfect world, if we deployed all these technologies, what would the world look like? And what would our world or our organization look like if we deployed all these technologies? And it's a pretty exciting state of utopia. If you think about the use of all these different technologies and what if we could fully bake all these technologies into the way we operate day to day, and what would it mean to our business and accomplishing our missions as organizations, and what would it mean to us as individuals contributing to those organizations? So it's very exciting to think about. But the bad news in this whole state of utopia is twofold. One is that humans inevitably cannot change as quickly as technology. And so the technology is changing a lot faster than humans can. So we're not keeping up with the rate of change. And the other bad news in this is that it's hard to navigate how we get to that state of utopia. Too oftentimes, technology providers sell you on a state of utopia, but fail to tell you that you're not going to get there overnight. The technology isn't just going to happen overnight. You need to create a long-term roadmap to help get there and to really help bridge that gap between where you are today, where your organization is, where the individuals within your organization are today, and how we're going to get there. And for many, that could be a multi-year journey. It might take you 1, 2, 3, 5, or even 10 years to get to that state of utopia. And by the way, in the meantime, while you're striving to get to that state of utopia as it exists today, technology continues to change and that state of utopia becomes even more advanced. So we're constantly playing catch up, and we're oftentimes fooled into thinking that we can just implement technology quickly and reach that state of utopia quickly. So one of the biggest lessons or takeaways is to recognize that that divide has become very vast in recent years, and it continues to get more vast. So as you think about your future state and what you ultimately want to be when you grow up, think about it not just from a long-term perspective and what that future state could be, but think about incrementally, how are we going to get there, and recognize that we need to take baby steps to get there longer term.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, I mentioned that this whole divide between man versus machine in humans versus technologies is growing, and it continues to grow over time, and that rapid pace of change and that divide gap is accelerating. And what this is doing is this is creating even more urgency to address the human side of change. As technology speeds up and changes faster, and humans fail to do so, we really need to focus on change management to treat humans and treat the investments in the human side of the equation just as we've been investing in technologies for decades now. So how can we treat humans and the pace of change that we expect to see from humans the same way we treat the investments in technology? So when you think about a digital transformation or a business transformation, oftentimes we spend an inordinate amount of time on the technology or on the business processes, but we don't spend enough time on the human piece. And it's great if we move the needle on the technology and the operational business process side of things, but it's not so great if the humans aren't keeping up. So how can we shift some of that focus away from the technology and maybe even the business process side of things over to the change management side so that the people rate of change can accelerate to at least try to keep up with the technological change? Now, I've always thought that change management is the most important part of any transformation, but that thought and that belief is becoming even more true as the rapid pace of change continues into the 2020s. So how do we bridge this gap? If this gap is getting so large and we know we need to invest more in the human side of change, how do we bridge that gap? What do we do? Well, the first thing is to understand what is that future state and to be realistic about how big of a jump that is. A lot of times organizations don't realize that technology change is significant. If you look at something like machine learning or artificial intelligence in enterprise technologies, things that can be real game changers for the way that an organization operates, that's great, that's exciting, but that can be a huge, massive disruption and change to the organization that might entail loss of jobs, it might entail complete reskilling of employees to do totally different things because now we've automated their jobs. So those are big impact, big picture types of things that we need to be realistic about and know that we're not just going to change that this year or next year when we implement the new technology. We're going to have to move the people along, and that's going to take quite a bit longer. So we want to be very realistic about what is that future state and how big of a leap is that. Now, the second thing we have to keep in mind, which is very much related to the first thing I mentioned, is where are we today? Really assess the organization and understand the current state. What is the current skill set you have? What are those pockets of resistance you might face during a transformation or a technology implementation? Those are all things we need to be thinking about, and we need to have a very clear understanding of where we are today in addition to where we're headed in the future so that we can fully understand what that gap is and ultimately how we're going to fill that gap and how we're going to migrate from point A to point B. The third thing we need to do is to adjust our technology roadmap accordingly. It may be that if there's a technological change that's too great for us to absorb anytime soon, we don't try to bite that off right away, or maybe we don't even buy that software right away. Maybe we push that technology out to the future in more of a phase 2 or 3 or 4 down the road and focus on more fundamental technologies now and really start to build some momentum and then start to take on those more advanced technologies. So we want to make sure that we have a realistic technology roadmap that ensures that we keep a long-term aggressive vision, but understand that these changes and these technological advancements are going to need to be rolled out more incrementally. And not only in terms of how you implement the technology, but also in terms of how you procure and when you procure the technology. There's no point in procuring technology that you plan to roll out 5 years from now. Focus on the technologies you need now, and certainly have a roadmap and a vision for how you might add new technologies along the way, but make sure that you have that clear vision early on and a realistic plan to begin with. And finally, and probably most importantly, make sure that you have a very effective organizational change plan as part of your overall transformation. That's the best way to help ensure that we can bridge that gap and help close that divide between human and technology. So I hope this has provided some good information for you to think about as you think about the technological excitement and advances that are out there, but also adding in the dose of reality of the human aspect of transformation. And for more information along these lines, I encourage you to download our guide to organizational change management. That's something that will really help get the wheels turning in terms of understanding how we can start to close that gap and more effectively close the gap between where we are today and where we want to be in the future with these new technologies. So I hope you found this information useful. Hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.